Welcome everybody to the Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. I'm so excited you're here. I'm so excited just to express myself, just to speak, just to give myself a platform to talk to you about all the amazing things that Mountain Mind Tricks is up to, and just to explore consciousness, alternative therapy, quantum physics, Qigong, Chinese medicine, sacred numbers. I mean, let's just get into it. Let's go down that rabbit hole. Let's just go down the metaphysics of healing. I'm so excited to hear. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. I'm so excited you're here. And today I just really wanted to just break down, in the easiest, most simple way, you know, what is a breakthrough session? What is it? And if you're a client listening, you've gone through one, I think even listening to this will help you understand and integrate what you've been through, like how we worked together and what was it like. And it's just going to help you understand a bit more. So the breakthrough, or even just working together, you know, it really is a process. There's a kind of a small process and a bigger process. You know, the bigger process is that you're going through this release, an initiation, and transmutation. So there's really four steps to this. One is the release work, and that's the breakthrough session, right? The second is really creating a powerful vision that's motivating, that's inspiring, that wants to, you know, help you gain more in life. The third is taking action at a physical level, taking action. That could be mean, you know, that could mean setting boundaries, enrolling in a class, say, or doing something at a physical level that's either a symbol or something in direct relation to what you released. And the focus is about focusing on what you want, focusing on the vision, focusing on the goals, and doing the work. So sometimes, you know, with clients, I'll assign them like, you need to do these specific meditations, or maybe a guided meditation, or you need to do like a Zen silent meditation. There's specific reasons for these things, because we need to focus and be able to train the mind to, it's almost as if after the breakthrough session, you become aware of a lot of things. You become aware of a lot of patterns. And the gift of the breakthrough, more than anything, is that you become aware of these patterns and you become empowered enough to break them. And that's a lot of the integration work and going deeper and deeper, is becoming aware of the pattern and breaking it, becoming aware of the pattern and breaking it. And this is where the focus, the action focus, becomes so important. So let's get more detailed. The breakthrough session. The first step is a detailed personal history. Now, this step takes 2 to 4 hours. And it's going to feel like traditional therapy. Like, we're going to be talking about the family unit, about what happened to you in the past. And kind of, it's story time is what I call it. It's story time about your life. Like, what happened to you? What's your story? What's going on in your life? What's your problems? And to even take it down to even, you know, even more specific, the way I do it as a practitioner is that, you know, basically I have this huge notebook. You know, I probably have like 30 pages of notes during a breakthrough. And the first thing we're going to do is gonna be like, okay, what's the problems in your life? Just skim the top of the water. And it's like, okay, anxiety, sleep, relationships, low confidence, like whatever it is, right? I'm going to be writing just titles on each page. And then I'm going to go through each problem and be like, so how is that a problem? And how do you know it's a problem? And we're going to keep going down, and just the things that I elicit, the story, the problem of each story, like what's actually going on in this story. How does it relate to this other story? And what about this story in this completely different area of life? And what I'm looking for is this context. So like, how does the problem happen? Like where, who is it with? What's the context? Kind of put it in a box. Okay. And then I want to get the structure of the problem. Like the structure is kind of like, okay, 1 + 2 = 3, right? Or a² + b² = c², right? But it's a little bit different than that, right? It's the mind. So we're talking about how there's a feeling that comes up. Then I start thinking about this. And then I start feeling this other feeling. And then my thoughts start spiraling. And then it makes me feel like this about myself. And now I believe this thing. Okay? I'll give you an example where something external happens in somebody's external reality. Something happens. Maybe their partner says something to them that just really makes them mad. And they have a big outburst. They react, right? And then they retreat. And then their thoughts start spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. They start thinking all these things about their partner, about them leaving, about all these different things. And so then they retreat even further and they get lonely. And then they keep thinking all these negative thoughts about themselves, about their partner, about their relationship. And then they start to feel really guilty. And that's when they begin to believe that they don't deserve this relationship. They don't deserve a good partner. You see what I mean? You see how this one event can trigger all this whole process. Now, this is kind of the structure, how it works. And then the process is really, you know, the structure is like, okay, a² + b² = c². Like, let's get the structure of the problem. And the process is more, how does it work? How does it flow? So context, structure, and process. That's the detailed personal history, okay? The biggest thing is that we're going through this entire process to find the greater problem. So we're going to go through each problem, like sleep, relationships, you know, anxiety. We're going to keep going down and just digging deeper, deeper, deeper until we get to a deeper root belief, a major limiting belief. And classic, I always use this example. It's going to be something like, I'm not good enough, right? So as a practitioner, I'm going to start seeing, oh, I'm not good enough here, I'm not good enough there. Like, I'm going to start seeing, connecting the dots, like, wow, okay, I think it's actually this belief. Like, I'm going to take some notes, but I want to prove it. I want to make sure that that's the thing. So we're going to keep going. In the detailed personal history, we're looking for this singular, deep, deep root cause to all the problems we've been talking about. And so when we get to that point, you know, we do a body test. And when the client says their greater problem out loud, I always tell them this, it's going to feel like somebody shot you. Like your heart is going to hurt. Like your body is going to react. Like you're going to have some sort of visceral reaction to saying it out loud. And that's when I know. I see their whole physiology change, you know, in not such a good way. Like it hurts. That's the greater problem. And oftentimes you're like, yes, this is the feeling I've been feeling for years. Like, this is the thing. It's like in my stomach. It's in my chest. Oh, it's in my back. You know? Okay, that's the greater problem. So that's step one. I mean, we go deep, 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 deep. The next step is the release work. So this is where we just go, you know, just start rolling out the techniques, get out the toolbox of NLP and HUNA and meditation and Ho'oponopono and all these things. You know, it's you know, what techniques do we need? And we start out with mental emotional release or higher self therapy if you're open to energy. And we release the anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt, shame, any other emotions, anxiety. We release the root cause, the greater problem, along with any other beliefs. So we're kind of taking, you know, little by little, we're just taking these huge boulders off your back. We're just unpacking that baggage and dissolving it, unpacking that baggage until, you know, at a certain point, I'm going to go through my notes and be like, okay, is this gone? Is this gone? Is this gone? I'm going to go and be super thorough, make sure everything we talked about is completely gone. Then we go to the next step. And the next step is really getting a clear picture of the future and getting some future goals out there. And this is where we begin into the integration process. So, wow, what I tell people the breakthrough session is, it's like going to the chiropractor for your mind. Absolutely. Because what we're doing is, you know, if we break it down this way, we're going from, you're kind of going from one, your model of the world. Okay. The way you see things, the way you believe things, the way you believe that problem is real. Okay. You're going from one model of the world. And you have to explain it to me. You have to paint this picture. This is a whole detailed personal history so I can understand it, so I can see it, so I can really get the nuts and bolts of it. And then it's like we're just turning the dial with releasing things and at the unconscious level, we're changing the beliefs, we're changing the emotions, we're just kind of changing the dial and we're changing that model of the world. We're changing the reality that you're in a lot of ways. And so what's so interesting is a lot of times with the breakthrough session, it's like you've dissolved this old reality. And during the integration process, there might be some of this like kind of in limbo for a little bit. Like, I'm not sure where I'm going or what's happening next. Like, this is kind of a lot. Like, and this is where as soon as you begin writing your Avatarium SMART goal, as soon as you begin focusing on the future, you're all of a sudden, you're creating the next reality. And this is the key. This is the absolute key, is that you're going from this reality where you're a victim, where there's all these baggage and problems and all these things to, wait a minute, I'm in charge of my mind, therefore my reality. So you begin creating the reality that you want. I think that's the biggest thing with the breakthroughs, is that you break the patterns and you become in charge of your mind. You don't become a victim to other people saying things or, you know, all those external events, external things, they don't bother you as much because you're in charge of your mind. You're in charge of your energy. You're in charge of who you are. Nobody else can tell you that. Not even me. Like, you're in charge of your mind. So it's not that I'm doing anything to you during the process, or it's not I'm healing you. That is not what's happening. What's happening is I'm guiding you through a process that helps you remember who you are, that helps you, you know, connect to your higher self, connect to your source, your higher power, and undo a lot of these programs so you can become, you know, the word I love is divine alignment. You're becoming in alignment with your highest self. You're aligning all your chakras to your purpose, to who you are. You're clearing the energetic body. You're clearing the mental and emotional body so you can embody your spirit in the physical, like such a higher vibration. So what's so interesting about this breakthrough session process is the epigenetics of all this and the work of people like Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. John Sarno and all the science out there that says 95% of disease is stress related. Like, stress is a killer. So what we're doing, you know, when I speak to medical professionals, like a medical doctor or a psychiatrist, you know, I'm going to tell them I'm a stress reduction coach. From a medical perspective, that's what I do. And what we're doing with the breakthrough session is we're breaking apart the internal stress, the internal triggers, right? The things, it's not the stress that's out there. It's the way you're interpreting things. It's the way you interpret the environment that creates the stress, right? With the epigenetics and the biology of belief, what's so powerful is what's happening when we do a breakthrough session and we change the way you interpret your environment. We're changing your energy, we're changing your vibration. And we know from epigenetics, from a biological level, you're getting an upgrade. What happens is that all those stress chemicals, see, the emotions, let me back up a little bit. The brain, what the brain does is it takes the pictures of the pictures in your mind, the pictures in your brain. It decodes those pictures into peptides, into chemistry, into feelings. Okay, so you interpret something, it makes you feel a certain way, and now you have that chemistry in your body. So if we change that interpretation, we change the feeling, we change your chemistry, which changes your biology. So all of a sudden, after a breakthrough session, the body, this internal stress is gone. Your chemistry has changed. And now your cells are reverting back to the blueprint that's in your DNA. It's like they're turning back into perfect health. It's like we're turning on the receivers back on, like to the most energy possible, like the highest alignment to chi, to prana, to mana, to energy. Like we're turning those things back on to where now your cells are in perfect order. And it takes the body about 6 to 12 weeks to go through a process where it's becoming more healthy, it's becoming more resilient, tissues begin healing, things begin happening at a physical level with the breakthrough sessions. And the healing process is, you know, it's a lot. You know, your energy can feel really down low, really low, because all of a sudden, all that energy that was like held in by the baggage and it's like holding onto the baggage, it gets released, and now it's focusing on healing your body. So your body is doing all these things to heal, and it really changes the way you feel for a little bit. So we know, and I know, wow, I've seen so many healings at a physical level with the breakthrough sessions. And I know I have, you know, my colleagues that are medical doctors that have licenses are doing breakthrough sessions on cancer, on AIDS, on serious diseases, and having profound results. So I encourage you, if you're interested, if it's like, this is really interesting, read the book, The Biology of Belief. That's your homework. Like that book, I knew this stuff, but when I read that, it just completely blew my mind. Like the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton is incredible. So another aspect of these breakthrough sessions is we're really coming at this at a quantum physics level. So this, you know, you could think of it as quantum therapy, where in a lot of these techniques, especially the higher self therapy technique, right, we're getting in touch with a certain aspect of reality, as in the way you're holding on to the baggage, like the anger. Let's just make anger as an example. You're observing anger. So you've taken all the infinite possibilities of the entire universe and you've collapsed it into one particle, which is anger. So with higher self therapy, we're going internally to find that anger, to find the very first event, the root cause, and we light it all up and we surrender it to highest self, right? And it's more detailed than that, but that's the basic process. And so we're taking that particle and we're taking it back to source to become a wave. We're taking it back to infinite possibilities. And then we're asking highest self to install a new strategy. We're feeling at peace, being who I want to be. So we're taking that particle, the way we observed that anger, we're taking it back to source to dissolve it, and we're bringing back down a new particle, a new way to observe something as peace. Now, from a quantum physics level, this really comes, I'm talking about the double slit experiment, right? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, highly recommend you watch What the Bleep Do We Know, the Heal documentary. These two things will really paint the picture. I'll try and keep this basic. Basically, there's a gun that shoots electrons, and then there's a divider with two slits. And behind that, there's a recorder, kind of like a plate that records the electrons. Now, what scientists were doing with these experiments is they were shooting electrons. And they noticed that they were shooting electrons, but it was making an interference pattern on the recording plate, which would mean particles don't really interfere with each other, it means that there are waves happening somehow. So they put a camera, something to observe, and the interference pattern stopped, and then it was acting like a particle. So the fact of observing something, it's called the Copenhagen interpretation. You're going from a wave of infinite possibilities to an interpretation that's collapsing the entire infinite wave system down into one particle, into one possibility. This is the way it is. That observer is you. It's your consciousness. It's that belief that you have. So that's why when from a quantum physics level, when we change a belief, we change the reality. You change the way it's expressed. You change it. You give it back to the waveform so it can be something else. There's just so much power in the quantum physics aspect of the breakthrough session. And it really comes back to your consciousness and the way you observe things. It's like that quote from Henry Ford. It's really popular in personal growth. It's something to the effect of, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. That's so true. So true. And that's why the breakthrough session, taking you to that empowerment, I'm in charge of my mind, therefore my reality. From a quantum physics level, yes, you are. We're just not taught that. Nobody teaches you. You're in charge of your mind. We get tricked into thinking the phone's in charge of my mind, or the social media's in charge of my mind, or my parents are in charge of my mind, or the church or the school, they're in charge of my mind. No. You are. You are in charge of your mind. So powerful. So empowering. Empowers you to take charge of your perceptions. And really what this comes down to is your perception is an interpretation. Your perception is a projection. It's like that. You know, when you're rushing out of the house and you're looking for your keys and you're like kind of starting to get angry and pissed off, and it's just like, where the fuck are my keys, right? Like you're walking through your house, you're getting late, you're getting really upset. But when you find your keys, you're like, I literally walked past the table or the counter or whatever. I walked past it like 100 times. Like, how come they're there? It's literally because your brain deleted them for some reason. See, our unconscious mind takes in 20 million bits of information per second. 20 million bits, probably more, but that's what we know from a psychological perspective. So we're taking 20 million bits of information. Now, the unconscious mind filters things based on your values, your past experiences, your beliefs, your memories of, you know, who you think you are, your ego, all these things filter that 20 million bits down to 126. That's pretty amazing. 20 million bits at the unconscious level to 126 is your conscious that you're aware of in the moment. So your brain is constantly generalizing, distorting, deleting things. So kind of with the breakthrough session, we're just changing the dial like a radio station. We're going from this 126 bits where you believe you're really angry to all of a sudden, oh, that anger doesn't actually exist over here. This is nice. We're changing the 126. We're changing your reality. It's really interesting, really powerful. Yeah, I remember just that aha moment you get. You know, I think that's the most beautiful part is with mental emotional release, higher self therapy. You know, we light up all the baggage and when we release it, there's this lesson that comes through. Oh, that anger wasn't mine. it's not even mine. It was my grandfather's, or it was my mother's, or something like that. Oh, I think I'm done being sad now. I want to enjoy my life. Like that aha moment. These lessons, I call it when people pop. They pop because they're just like, I'm free. I'm free. And it's like this realization that completely changes everything. Like this is the magic of these processes. So the NLP, the energy, you know, we really talk about Huna. We bring in the chanting. You know, we bring in the chanting, we bring in this energy, these beautiful chants that are given to us through the lineage. And it's just so empowering and so beautiful. And it's this energy coming down to bless you, right? But we're also, again, we're changing the vibration at the cellular level. We're pulling in the different energies to clear the baggage, or, you know, the apuas that we're using. Like we're changing the frequency. So the baggage can no longer exist in that state, in that body, in that reality. So there's a lot of energy that's happening in a breakthrough session. There's a lot of energy. So much fun. I love what I do. I love it because it's just, for me, it's like, you know, I get to play. You know, the listening to the stories isn't fun, you know? I know there's a lot of suffering in the world, but when we get into the release work, we get to change the realities, we get to see these new perspectives, and we get to release and enjoy and come back to the body and be in the light and be congruent with who we are and be pono, and be, for you to begin standing in your light, like this is what lights me up. It's so much fun. So much fun because I get to see you transform. I get to see you pop and have that realization like, oh my God, there's no such thing as fear. All I have to do is love myself. You know, it sounds so simple. It sounds so, you know, new age. I know. But when you have that realization in a session, I'm telling you, it hits you at like a cellular level. And you're different. All of a sudden, your reality is different. All of a sudden, things are showing up in a different way than you ever thought possible. You know, I think I said this last time, but there's just so many people. Like, I thought that was impossible until I met Thomas. I know. It's called the miracle. I see it all the time. Stuff that, and once in a while, I get my beliefs pushed pretty hard. Like, wow, I didn't even know you could do that. Good job. I'm proud of you. Manifestation is beautiful, you know, and there's things like if you look at Dr. Joe Dispenza's work and his radical remissions and his retreats and his whole book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, and what his research is showing is people, you know, people going through their retreats and 3 months later, the medical doctors are like, you regrew your thyroid gland. That's impossible. There must have been a mistake in your scan. Or, you know, maybe they literally go from debilitating MS to all of a sudden they're getting out of their wheelchair after a meditation. The science is there now. There's no question that this isn't just a fluke or just isn't some, you know, some sort of accident. Like, no, it's intentionally being done over and over and over. And it's not everybody. But it's happening. And it's happening more and more and more with Dr. Joe Dispenza's work. And he's got the brain scans and the blood work and the energy measurements and the HRV and all the science to go, look, you change your mind, you change your reality, you change your physiology. That's it. You know, Dr. Jill always say you have to change your personality to change your reality. I love that one. I love that one because it's so true. You need to, for these breakthrough sessions to really go deep, you've got to change who you are. You've got to show up in a completely different way. And you got to do the work. I think that's the biggest thing is you've got to do the work. You know, you can't just show up for release work and expect everything to be completely better. This isn't a magic pill. It's It's releasing so you can do the work to completely change your life. You have to do the work. You know, and sometimes things can get really hard. Like, doing the work can be really hard. Like, some people just need to quit their job. Some people need to get a divorce. Some people need to set a boundary with a parent. You know, those are probably the three hardest things you could ever do in life. You know? So sometimes it's just you need to meditate more. You need to journal more. You need to, you know, go do some blood work with a functional medicine practitioner and do some supplements and herbs. Yeah. So powerful. I think the last thing I want to hit on is really there's a specific technique for trauma. And it's typically used for phobias. It's typically used for phobias. And I've seen this in class, right? When we were going through the training, let's see, we had a girl with, she had a fear of needles. She's like, I literally can't give blood. They pull out the needle and I just pass out. He's like, I just can't, like, it's total, absolute fear through my entire body. I just can't even think about a needle. And the teacher, you know, ran her through about a 20-minute process, this fast phobia model, which basically it's interesting. It's a triple disassociation. What I mean by that is it's, think of a movie theater, think of the projection booth and the seating area and then the screen. Okay, so as the client, you're watching yourself watch the movie of the allergy, of the phobia, of the trauma. And you're watching it forward. And then you're going into the movie and rewinding it. And it's a little more complicated than that, but it's pretty simple, actually. And so the teacher is going through this process with this person on the stage. And the logistics brings out a needle. So after the process, she's like, you know, I don't know. I can think about a needle. That sounds kind of cool. That's a big improvement. So somebody comes up with a needle and she's up there like poking herself and looking at it and holding it and rolling it in her palms and like, oh my God, I can touch a needle for the first. I would be passed out right now. This was 10 minutes ago. I'd be passed out, right? So the fast phobia model is so powerful because I have seen it work on big, big traumas. And I think there's an aspect, and I'm not an expert in EMDR or other techniques. That's not what I do. But I think there's an aspect to those other techniques that are all about being associated and being in the event and being in the trauma and like desensitizing you to this. This is completely different. This is a triple disassociation. So you're watching yourself watch the trauma. And we're rewinding and fast-forwarding the movie over and over and over again until it completely disappears. And actually, this can actually be used to literally delete memories. You know, that's a very, very high-level case. That would be like a rape. Somebody's like, I really don't want to even remember this. Then it's like, okay. I've never done that, but it does do it at a certain level. It will just erase the memory. You can't access it. It's gone. What I have seen is the traumas release. I've worked with sexual traumas, with helicopter accidents, with burnovers, with these huge traumas, and watching how that person lets go of the biggest traumas of their life in a matter of minutes. Oh my God. Just blown away. And it's, I feel like trauma creates this split in consciousness. We kind of split into parts. And a lot of times it's like our energies kind of stuck in that event, just spinning, right? It's just spinning. And after this process, it's as if that energy gets recalled. It comes back into the body and we start regaining that vital life force energy again. So it's just, it's mind-blowing every time. I'm so thankful for these techniques. I'm so thankful for the energy, the HUNA, the NLP techniques that I have. because these breakthrough sessions are, you know, we're not playing around. Like, we've got some major, major tools to really take you to the next level, to really help you go past, transform, and become the person you want to be. And I think for me, the biggest thing that all of this does in the end is it helps you connect deeper to your highest self, to your soul, to your spirit, whatever you want to call it, to God, to creator, higher power. It kind of opens you up spiritually. I can tell you that's what happened to me after 4 breakthrough sessions. Now I have these amazing gifts like channeling about, you know, seeing and understanding people's images in their mind. Like, I'm seeing the baggage in your mind. I'm seeing it in your body. I can see the energy. I know when you're back to your timeline because I can see it. Like, I know when you're back to now. I know when the energy is gone because I can see it. So it really does open you up to just higher states of consciousness. In fact, I think there's maybe 50% of the time with higher self therapy, people have a mystical experience. I mean, it's pretty common, honestly. Yeah. Breakthrough session, what is it? It's a big question. There's a lot. That's why there's 2 weeks of, you know, preparation and homework and stuff before we just jump right in, because there's a lot of aspects that we have to talk about. And I didn't even get into like the deeper aspects of NLP and all these things. If you want to read up on something that's really good, I suggest the Mental and Emotional Release book by Dr. Matt. Like, read that book. It's just mind-blowing. Some of the testimonials in there, wow. So if this is something you're interested in, you know, just go to the website and schedule a discovery session. We can just chat. It's free. There's no pressure. It's just like, we can just have a conversation if it's a good fit for you, you know? Are we a good fit to work together? Like, just check it out. Let's have a chat. I really look forward to talking to you. And I'm just, thank you from my heart for just allowing me to express what I do. Because I love what I do. It's so much fun. So much power. Full power. Love it. Thank you. And I'll talk to you in the next one. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for just being here with me. And if you want to check out the website at Mountain Mind Tricks, there's so many offerings. We have the group program, Collective Alchemy, where we're all coming together and work on manifestation and prayer and group intention and really maximizing our manifestation power, along with some coaching and release work and energy healing. And then, of course, the signature breakthrough sessions. I'm always here for you to help you just go beyond where you're at in your life and just build your foundation so you can become that person you want to be in your life. And I just look so forward to supporting you, either through the podcast, my free events, my live events in Portland, or doing a breakthrough session or joining the group. I just look forward to supporting you, to meeting you, to helping guide you through the dark places in your life. And just, I want to say thank you. I love you, and so many blessings to you and your family.